WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
This Saturday be the last time we see AJ Styles wrestle? We're going to talk about it. This is WTR Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLF. Check if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It may not be Prime Gaming. It may not be Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. And you can use creator code RYANSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy South Park and The Office. Hashtag Epic Partner. I am the producer, joined as always by the intern.
But Rock, I don't want none.
You don't want none?
I don't want none.
Are you sure?
I mean, they looking scared, but I don't really want none.
You don't really want none. Well, we also have the one and only Tim Stein.
That would be me. I'm here. Yeah, good evening. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night. We're going to be previewing the Rumble. We're going to be talking AJ Styles. We're going to make sure that you caught the fact that I actually picked Seattle over the Patriots.
No one heard it.
I didn't think so because all of a sudden you asked me and then all of a sudden the music started.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's rude.
Yep.
Welcome to the bit.
Just rude.
How
so, yeah,
rude.
I'm back in Seattle.
Yay.
Go Supersonics.
Go commercials. Anyway, we got 4 matches to get into. We will have at the end of the show the reveal what number you get in the Royal Rumble entry contest. All spots have been filled. So thanks to everyone who entered.
You had your chance.
You had your chance. We did a lot of pushing the last 2 days, so if you missed, well, here you are. So that'll be at the back end of the show. The random drawing was spun 66 times to get the order.
Rock, you had an opportunity to do 3 more, you know.
I did, but I asked someone for a number, and they said 66.
But meme.
I understand this, but I was told 66.
You obviously don't understand it because you didn't do it.
No, I get it. But I listened to the number I was given. And no, we did not do 6-7. Anyway.
No, fuck that.
So we'll have the order reveal at the end of the show. We also will have Casey's picks. She picked the Royal Rumble matches that we are about to talk about. And we came in with it. And we'll open with it. It is AJ Styles versus Gunther. With AJ Styles' career on the line. And Brent, they kind of make it seem like it's the end. I mean, they just did the thing with Shinsuke and all. All this build-up.
Yeah, they did the thing with Shinsuke. We heard from I can't remember if Cena's first match or Cena's match with him was the first kind of instance of it, but we've heard for a little while now that like this was the last year for AJ Styles. This was the last contract he was signing. And they've really kind of gotten into it of like, this is it. And he had the first match with Gunther, and I mean, I think I had AJ versus Gunther at WrestleMania for like the IC title or something like that. Because part of me was like, they'll go with the retirement gimmick with Gunther for a little bit. I didn't think, one, they would burn through the match that quick, and two, that the retirement would be this early. But at the same time, it's one of those things where, I don't know, I have a couple of different thoughts on it. One of which is like, it's poetic that the first event that AJ Styles was a part of was the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
So if the last match he's going to be involved in with WWE is the Royal Rumble, it's kind of a fun bookend.
You and I both had Gunther versus Styles for the IC title at WrestleMania.
I mean, when they had Gunther in the retirement match with Goldberg, and then they had Gunther in the retirement match with John Cena, and you knew there was at least one more retirement on the horizon, it's kind of like, well, it looks like they're turning this into, like, the thing. So,
Yeah, and it's sort of becoming a thing, because there's others that could retire along the way this year as well.
He could break a wall down.
Or slay a beast.
Yeah, he could take a beast out in Minneapolis. But it's also, and you and I talked about this offline last night, and it just fits here. For AJ Styles, it feels really weird if the end of his run is going to be at a Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia, of all places.
Yeah, that's...
like, we discussed it, and I was like, it feels like, to me, if you were going to do it, you would put AJ in Atlanta, or in Orlando. Something sentimental that you can play up.
Somewhere where his... And it's not even the hometown play up, just somewhere where his fans can get to.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, especially because this was announced last week, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that are like, oh shit, I'm booking my flight to Riyadh to go watch AJ's last match live.
Yeah, and that's the weird part about it. It's like, his final match is there and not in North America, because if he's done, okay, say he's done, you play it out, we've already seen his last match in the States. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah, there's that piece of it. There's, I mean, you and I talked about it. There's a really weird aspect of the fact of, like, if this is AJ Styles' last match, you're having to do time conversion to make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah. You're
sitting there going, okay, wait, I need to make sure that my Saturday afternoon is blocked off because it's going to be 2 p.m. Eastern in order to watch, you know, the PLE from Saudi Arabia live.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And I get it. Yeah, you can watch it on replay. But for something like this, like, you want to watch it live. You want to be involved in it. Now, we also discussed the fact this could be a big kind of swerve with WWE in terms of they make it seem like this is AJ's last match. You know, because when they have something like this, when someone puts his career on the line, typically it adds emotion to it, but in the end, they're preparing you for it to be the end. But at the same time, it's like, but is the Royal Rumble really that? Is this, like, we've had some build-up, but the fact of, is this the way it truly ends? You know, the 10-year run of AJ Styles. I don't know. And then there's, of course, the deleted post from Shinsuke Nakamura that adds some stuff to this as well.
It does play.
Did you see that, Rock?
Yeah, I did. That's where I was going to go with next. There's like, Shinsuke put out a post that is basically confirming what we've already all kind of thought was happening. And now here we are, Tim. We're days away from the end of AJ Styles' career, and everyone's fully believing it. Do you believe it's the end?
I'm having a hard time with it. I, on one side of the coin, I get where they're using Gunther to do it. On the other side of the coin, I would understand if that's, you know, a swerve. But his contract ran out a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
No, it runs out in February.
Oh, okay. I thought his contract actually ended a couple of weeks ago.
It did not.
You know, when this whole thing, when this whole thing first, you know, fired up, and it's going to be AJ's last year in 2026 and everything, and I just felt that there would be at least a half a year run with him doing
SummerSlam.
Yeah, but doing like a miniature type farewell tour similar to Cena. AJ was nowhere near as big as Cena was in WWE, so the retirement tour would reflect that, I think. If this is it on Saturday, as a wrestling fan, I would feel cheated, kind of.
But he's kind of had, like, this sort of low-key send-off where he went back to TNA, got his flowers there. People thought he would do a match there. Maybe he still will? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Which we'll get into in a second.
He's the wrestler retiring from WWE who shows up in AEW a month later.
He kind of got his low-key send-off against Cena. He got the one, and he did the tour of Japan, which was kind of his send-off for being in Japan. He kind of acknowledged it, but it wasn't like, hey, this is it. But it's like, this is it. Mm-hmm. And he always said the last contract he had was his last contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing I will say about AJ Styles is he's been very upfront with the fact of, he doesn't want to be a Terry Funk. He doesn't want to be like a Rick, one of those old guys who's beat up and just keeps going because that's, you know, he needs the money or that's what you do. AJ's been smart with what he's done. He has a big old house in Georgia. He's got money set aside. He's wanting to go home and be a dad.
He's not interested in the annual retirement tour.
Well, not just that. He's not interested, I think, in doing the, you know, the pawn circuit. When he's done, he's done. And, I mean, there's been the talk that, like, okay, maybe he'll be a coach, which for him would be great because he can work with the young talent. He can impart his knowledge. And it's not going to put the toil on his body that a lot of people have when they keep going. He can just sit there and be like, yeah, I've been messed up for years because of all the stuff I did early in the career. But you know what? I can still walk now.
Well, you know, having his final match against Gunther basically just screams monster plans for Gunther as the future unfolds.
We talk about, but what's a monster? What's monster for Gunther? Like, he's done it.
He's
all
had
already.
A long title reign. He's had the IC. He has a record IC title run. He's retired two people.
Yeah.
What more can
we do with him?
Yeah, he's kind of peaking at this point.
Like, and here's the other thing about that. Oh, God.
I was just going to say, like, the next major face of the company.
But here's the thing I have to say about Gunther. It's like, I told Rock, I had heard this rumor, and Rock hates this rumor. But
terrible rumor.
There's the rumor going around that one plan for this match is, this has been a swerve. AJ is going to win the retirement and therefore be able to continue for a little bit longer. But to keep Gunther strong, you had him win the Royal Rumble. But the thing about that is, okay, Gunther wins the Rumble. He faces CM Punk, which we saw at SummerSlam. And he wins the world title, which he's had two times before, including a long run with it. Like, Gunther, in theory, is a made man with what he's done already. So the question is, like, how much more does he need to be made?
Yeah, that's, like, he's the right guy to be doing all the things he's doing, but you reach a point where it's like, okay, he's done this, he's done that, and then we get a point, well, I want someone else to do something.
You know what it turns into? He becomes the female Charlotte without the obvious, you know, nepo / name recognition. But remember, anytime something was happening with Charlotte, it was, oh, they're having the first Women's Royal Rumble? Well, she's probably going to win it. Oh, there's this? She's involved. And it feels like we're getting that with Gunther in terms of, like, okay, he had the long-ass title run. He's had the record-setting IC title. He's retired two legends. He's been King of the Ring. How much more do we need to give him accolades before it becomes like, okay, yeah, he gets another one, yay.
Yeah, that's where we're at with it.
And it's nothing against him as a performer or wrestler. He's fantastic. And I think he's doing really well with the John Cena thing where we talked about if he's going to be the one to retire Cena, you've got to do stuff with him. They're doing stuff with him. And he's eating up the fact of, you know, pulling out the Cena, you can't see me, and being just an insufferable shit with the t-shirts and the references and all of that. He understands what's going on. He gets it. But yeah, I don't know creatively what you end up doing with him, because I don't know if I want him holding the world title, because with someone like Gunther, his whole thing is, okay, if he gets the title, then he becomes the juggernaut you have to defeat. And that means he's gonna hold the belt 6, 7, 8 months. And we've talked about it on this show multiple times where do we really need that? Or do you want to see it kind of go around to a couple of people to, you know, give them their chance and freshen up the belt and, you know, get that excitement of the fact of, ooh, it's over here now. Ooh, this person has it. Let's see what they can do. You know, oh, someone has to chase now. We're getting that a little bit with Drew McIntyre and the Undisputed title.
Yeah, let's play it out. So, Gunther wins retirement against AJ Styles.
What's next? For him, he said he's also going to compete in the Royal Rumble match. Him falling short in the Royal Rumble, well, that kind of kills some momentum that he came up short. So if he's in it, he's got to, I guess, technically win it. If he doesn't win it, he's got to do something big at WrestleMania. What's the big thing? Who's he retiring? Like, that's the trajectory he's on. He's got to either win the Rumble or go to WrestleMania and retire someone.
Retire or have a big name match.
But what's a big name match for him for the guy who retired AJ Styles, Gunther, and John Cena in the last 9 months?
Goldberg, you mean?
Goldberg.
Gunther retired himself. He's gotten to that point.
Yeah, he's retired himself. So he retires Ludwig Kaiser. But Goldberg, Cena, Styles in 9 months.
Ludwig's not around.
I know. But what do you do? Like, what's the big match that is equivalent to not being in a title match?
Well, we know a big match, but I think we're saving that for SummerSlam.
One would think. Gunther, Roman Reigns? I don't know if that does anything for anybody, but that's like, when you think long term, there's no real big, like, what's the big option here?
Does the big option have to be at WrestleMania?
Do you not feature him at WrestleMania then? Well, that's the question. Okay, he has to be spotlighted at WrestleMania. But against who?
What does he have to be spotlighted at WrestleMania?
So you don't put the guy who beats John Cena and AJ Styles in a big match at WrestleMania?
He will have had two huge spotlights in a row.
So you keep Gunther off of WrestleMania?
I don't know. That's, like you said, that's the question. I don't know what I would do with him at WrestleMania. I mean, you've got 2 nights to put on a show, but you've also got a lot of things that you've got to get out there, wrap up, start, put together, potential returns from injury, etc., that have to be factored in. And if somebody's returning to WrestleMania from an injury, then that's going to be a pretty big spotlight on its own, depending on who's injured and can come back. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Burn it down.
Right? So as far as that goes, I don't know what you have them do at WrestleMania, but you know, like I can't even speculate at the moment because there's too many balls in the air.
All right, let's go ahead, Brent.
I was gonna say the problem is with what Tim just said. Like, if you don't put him on WrestleMania, that's the headline. Is that, oh, they don't have faith in him to be on WrestleMania?
They've done this and they've done this, but why aren't they doing that?
So it becomes, we talked about it when we booked WrestleMania, you know, 2 months ago when we were going through it. There's some people that, like, we forgot. One of which is currently, like, one of the two big champions. Whoops.
Whoops. Speaking of that, when we did WTR Fantasy, no one drafted Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion.
Because I thought I'd lose points in him taking a title loss at some point.
But we skipped over those champions. It's like, you know, where's the faith? But the point is, there's so many people, what can you do with them? So let's solve one problem. Does AJ Styles retire on Saturday, Tim?
The Vegas odds, the biggest line is, yeah, he does. So I am going to play the long shot and say, no, he doesn't.
All right, so you're picking AJ Styles to win. Brent, who are you picking?
I'm not going with it because it's Vegas odds. I'm going to go Gunther because I think with the match with Shinsuke, with some of the other things, like, yeah, it's AJ kind of wrapping some stuff up. Plus, I think, as I talked about, this is his chance to be able to go home and be dad. This is something he has been working towards for a little while. And though, as a wrestling fan, this feels really weird that a Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia is the end point for the phenomenal AJ Styles. I mean, it's still a big four. It's still going to be, you know, one of four matches, so it's going to get a spotlight. And I think AJ gets to go and, you know, be a coach slash producer and enjoy the fruits of his labor while he can, you know, while he's able to walk and not have to suffer injury.
Keishi went with Gunther. Now, the WWE Championship is on the line as Drew McIntyre will defend against the man who won the Fatal 4-Way last night at Saturday night's main event, Sami Zayn.
In his home.
His home country, city, something.
Province.
Province. What are we thinking here?
I'm thinking, first off, qualify that. It's his ancestral home.
No, that's Syria.
No. Yeah, well.
Ancestral, it's Syria. Where he's actually from, Quebec.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So anyway, back to the match.
I don't know. I had a brain fart. Shut up.
What do you think about the match, Tim?
Is Sammy capable of beating Drew? If you say no, then you disregard every other wrestler that he's gotten victories against where he shouldn't have.
He's lost 11 straight times to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
That's a hard number to overcome.
I wasn't talking about the 11 straight losses since Drew McIntyre. That's a tough one. In his home, you know, if you know who was still involved with running the company, it would be a guaranteed loss.
I hate to say, if someone was still involved with the company, I don't think Sami Zayn would get this opportunity.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're probably not wrong. But, I just have a really hard time with them using Drew as, like, a transitional. And this is exactly what he would wind up being if he drops the title to Sami.
Not necessarily. Who says he has to be without the belt for long? What if Sami's transitional back to Drew? Like they've done in the past. Go back
they
to
have
Nights.
Done it in the past. But
with, like, when The Rock and Mick Foley transitioned the belt back and forth like four times before we got to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done. It can happen.
Mm. I'm going to say that it's going to be a very, very, very close, but Drew retains.
Interesting. What's your
expect
thinking?
That, did you?
No, I was expecting more discussion before we got to the winner. what are you thinking, Brent?
So you just gave the belt to Drew, who has slogged his way against Cody Rhodes. And if I remember correctly, like, Drew hadn't beaten Cody before he got the three stages win, correct?
I don't think so.
Because the whole thing was like Drew kept losing, and then
I think there was a DQ win or something,
got like a quick DQ, yeah. But I mean, for all intents and purposes, Cody had owned that feud.
Yes.
And we've gotten the thing with Sammy where, I mean, in a lot of Sammy's feuds, it's he's gone a long stretch without being able to beat so-and-so. We saw it with Claudio initially in NXT. And there was back and forth kind of with him and Kevin, but Kevin was almost always the spiritual, you know, person getting the one-up in their feud because he was the much more vicious person. Sammy would pick up, you know, the emotional win, but more than anything, it was almost always Kevin would leave Sammy laying. And now we have an 11-match win streak. You know, Sammy has never beaten Drew. But Sammy is that ultimate underdog figure that, you know, has taken over that role from a Daniel Bryan, from a Rey Mysterio, where in a spot like this, the fans want to see that. And more than anything, I think the fans want to be able to look back and call Sami Zayn a world champion. Because there's been, you know, there's the long list of wrestlers who, when we look back at their career, you can go, oh, such and such, fantastic wrestler, never was a world champion. Or at least one of the major world champions. They may have won a quote-unquote world championship in, you know, a smaller territory. But, you know, they were never NWA, WCW, WWF slash E, ECW kind of world champ. And I think with this, it's like you want Sammy to have that one opportunity before he leaves. And if you're going to do it, honest to God, this could be the opportunity. The two opportunities that he's had the best chance of winning, and I would say one of which we all recognized he wouldn't, but it's like if you had done the win there, it would have been hugely emotional. Everyone would have loved it. The first was Elimination Chamber back in Montreal. What was it, 3 years ago? Four?
Something like that.
When he had that initial turn from Roman Reigns in the Bloodline, he got the opportunity in his home. Everyone was behind him. But we all kind of secretly knew, like, Roman's going to Mania with the belt because it's Mania season. With this year, things are a little bit more fluid because of the fact Drew beat Cody for the belt in the three stages of Hell match. Because everyone went, oh, it's Mania season, Cody's going to Mania, he's going to face Roman or whoever for... And now it's like, oh, Cody lost, Drew has the belt. That frees up some plans. And as Rock talked about, and we've discussed, it's like, you've got the Royal Rumble, so whoever wins gets a world title match at WrestleMania. Is it Raw? Is it SmackDown? We don't know yet, but whoever wins that match will do that. You also have the Elimination Chamber, which will be number one contendership for a title, and gets you that kind of match. So, you could have something where you could do a title change at the Rumble, especially in Saudi, especially with someone who will be monstrously over in Saudi, and then one of your two matches that you can put on Elimination Chamber, aside from the Chamber matches, could be rematch, Drew versus Sammy. Sammy drops the belt back, but he was world champion for a month. And I don't think anyone would be disappointed in that fact. So you have options.
So, I mean, you do have options. I'm going to address the man. The fact that it took Drew so long to get the title back to only lose it at his first title event seems kind of weak, in my opinion. I will reference back to what I referenced earlier. So, January 4th, 1999, Brent, what happened?
Mrs. Foley's baby boy wins the world title.
How many weeks did he hold said championship?
Was it like 2 weeks?
2-3 weeks when he lost at the Royal Rumble to win it back.
Well, I was going to say, he lost at the Royal Rumble in Concussion Mania.
Where he did not say, I quit. But
I quit. It was the speaker. And then I want to say he won it the very next week here in my town when they did Halftime Heat.
Yes. In the
because
empty arena.
I remember it was the empty arena here in Tucson, and the finish of that match was Foley put the forklift down on Dwayne and pinned him.
And then Dwayne would win it back at No Way Out.
Mm-hmm.
So, my point was, it's okay if the title switches hands. Yes, Drew just got it back. But then Drew can get it back 3 weeks later at Elimination Chamber and go defend it at WrestleMania. It's not hard to book.
And here's the other thing. There's one avenue in which this could happen, and it doesn't make Drew seem weak. Number one, who has Sammy beaten? We talked about him just the match before.
Yep.
He holds one of the big victories over Gunther on a big-ass stage, too. Now, Rock, remind me, what happened in that match with Sammy and Gunther?
What happened?
How did Gunther react? How did he go about fighting Sammy?
You tell me.
He was confident as shit. In fact, too confident. His whole thing was, oh, I can do whatever I want to, and I'll beat him. And, oh, I'll hit this splash, and I'll do this. And he's going to tap, you know, he's going to get pinned. 1, 2, kick out. Oh, shit. Well, I'll do this some more. 1, 2, kick out. Fuck! And until it got to the point where, and I mean, we've talked about this in other sports, it's like, if you let people stay in a game or a match, you give them the chance to win. And I want to say the thing with Drew that they've really kind of made is, so last night, Drew's whole thing was, I'm going to put a target on whoever's coming for this belt, and I'm going to make you pay. Cool. He went out. He beat up Cody. He beat up Jacob. Took him out. He went for Sammy, but Sammy knew he was coming, and he chucked his ass out of the ring before Drew could do anything. And Drew looked foolish at that point because Sammy came out on top.
And now the man goes, but he didn't beat Gunther when he won the first IC title. And if you look on how Drew has been acting now, he's been tapping into his Scottish psychopath bit, not the overconfident heel. Here's the thing. He just made two enemies last night.
Yeah, those two guys might want to just screw his ass. I mean, metaphorically. But yeah, you made some big enemies in the fact of Cody Rhodes and Jacob Fatu in one night.
So imagine Sammy wins the title, right? And then you put those three guys in the chamber trying to fight to get to Sammy.
I mean, that's a good storyline of, like, you have the three people who are all vying for the world title, and they have to fight their way through it. Because remember, Cody doesn't get the automatic rematch. They've stated that before. That isn't happening in this case. Jacob is staking his claim. You have Drew, who would be looking to get his shot back and would have to earn it, not just the fact of, oh, I get my title match. And then you still have three other people who were just fighting for a shot at the belt that could be included in a chamber match. Now remind me, how many people is that, Rock?
Six.
That's the number that you need for a chamber.
Okay, so that's the opinion Brent had of that they're doing a three-way for the title. Can't do that. How do you get to that at WrestleMania? And do you really want a triple threat match at WrestleMania?
Rock and I discussed this last night, and he brought up a very good point. The only way you get to a triple threat with that is schmoz. Because you can't have two people win the Elimination Chamber. If you do, you will have the internet shit all over it like they did Seth winning via DQ in Hell in a Cell. Because the Elimination Chamber is one winner.
And if that's the case, Sammy loses here, fine. Then you do the triple threat match at Elimination Chamber, and then you figure out how you get to WrestleMania. Like, you're in a weird spot that's like, okay, you want to do this match, but you also need crown number one contenders. How do you do that and get everyone what they need?
Yeah.
Because, unless you just put the title on the line, the one way you get to the triple threat match is you ignore what they've been doing, and the title, the WWE Championship, is on the line in the chamber. That's the only way you get around it, and you get to your triple threat match, because you find a way to work whoever doesn't have the belt into the triple threat match. With the way they've been booking it, they've tried to make the chamber match for the other shot, and they've been doing so by adding three people from Raw and three people from SmackDown and kind of figuring it out. Not to give away, oh, this person's going after who, so-and-so. So bringing it all the way back to you, Brent, who's winning?
Logically, I think the pick is Drew, simply because, like, you don't necessarily want to do a big change before Mania. Although, you know me, I love me some chaos.
You say before Mania, we got 3 months.
I know. And, as I said, you know me, I'm all about, like, bucket, let Sammy win because it's a great moment. And more than anything, what we've talked about over, I mean, we did it with the deleting a moment in history. Kofi Mania, the Yes Movement, fantastic pieces to get you to a big moment. And then after that, it was like, well, what do you do? How do you carry it off? This is one of those where you could just have the big moment, and it's like, it just needs to be that moment. Sammy, much better as the babyface who chases, getting you to the point that you need to be. If Sammy were to win the world title, drop it a month later to Drew, cool. There's no way this match is going to be main event. No chance. Even if it's in Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry, LeBans. No. There's no way Sammy Drew is a main event of the Royal Rumble when the namesake match, men's or women's, is on the card. Because with that, you get the pyro, you get the point, you get everything that goes with WrestleMania season. So I'm torn because part of me is going, Drew wins, gives you more to work with. Sammy wins, great, fantastic moment, gets him to be called world champion even for just a moment. which I think is a huge thing. And more than anything, gets you a good moment in Saudi where those fans will make that pop hit because it's one of their boys. You know what? It's going to be wrong. Fuck it. I'm going to go Hart. I'm going to go Sammy. Fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Casey went with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But if it is right and Sammy wins, it's great to be on the record for it.
Let's stick with the theme. Let's go men's Royal Rumble match.
No, I'm sorry. Gunther. Gunther's absolutely going to win. Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns.
Returning
Seth Rollins.
Exactly. Chris Jericho.
Fuck off. No.
Oh,
Chris Jericho wins the Royal Rumble. I leave. I give up the free ESPN Unlimited that I just got from my cable company.
You're canceling your Peacock.
Not canceling it. I'm just not going to deal with it. I get it for free. It's just going to sit there. I'm not going to touch it.
Just like everyone who had Peacock was basically free.
Fair.
Anyway, there's a lot of ways this Royal Rumble match can go. The name that lingers out there, which was Casey's pick of Bron Breakker, he's not even officially in the match, is he?
No, he is technically suspended.
He's supposed to have
he's not officially declared yet.
Now, so, he has a meeting with Adam Pearce tomorrow.
Yeah, that's where I was going. He has a meeting with Pearce tomorrow. But why would you reward Bron Breakker a spot with all the chaos he's been creating?
I promise I'll be good tonight. Let me go.
Or his hand is forced.
Or his hand is forced. But with all his momentum, and then you kind of slowed it down when he lost to CM Punk, why, if he's not going to win this match, why book him to be in it?
Part of me wants to see Adam Pearce, and I mean, some of this is like a reverse heel GM, but part of me wants to see Adam Pearce, like, he's forced to put Bron Breakker in the Royal Rumble. We get it. And he goes, okay, you know what, Bron? You're going to be in the Royal Rumble. You're going in at number 4. If you want to win, you blow through it. Have fun. And you have Bron sit there and either, you know, do the like, okay, I'll do it. Or, like, Bron gets that cocky bit where he's like, yeah, I'm in the Rumble. And then he hears the 4 and you get that heat on Pierce again of just like, you son of a bitch. And you put a little bit of uncertainty of like, okay, if he's going in that early and you don't do the whole like, he's going in at number 1, but you make it early enough where it's like, he's going to have to go a long way. Where he gets a good performance in, but let's say he doesn't win, you still set him up to look like a monster because he was in there for 30-odd minutes, had a number of eliminations, but you still open it up for other people to have the chance. That's one thing I would consider doing in that moment. Or we do what Rock and I talked about.
You don't put him in the match.
You don't put him in the match, and he's the ultimate chaos machine in it.
He comes out and screws a bunch of people.
Hey, Tim, what's one of the biggest moments in the Royal Rumble match?
One of the biggest moments in the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah. What do they always like to hype up when it gets to this point in the Rumble?
When you get towards the end.
Near the end? What is it, Brent?
We have the final 4. Okay. And you have that moment where they're all like either in a corner or they're on the mat and they're all looking at each other. Picture we get to a final 4 and you've got like Cody and
Chris Jericho
and Obafemi and someone else, and they're all Gunther. Looking at each other. What?
Gunther.
There we go. Gunther, Cody, Jericho or Roman, and Obafemi, let's say. Those 4. And it's like, oh shit, and the crowd's getting all amped up. And out of nowhere, Bron Breakker comes and just decimates all 4 of them. Spear. Leave them all laying. And he just gets out of the ring, and all the referees are running down trying to get him out of there. Adam Pearce gets into his face, and Breakker just looks at him and just walks away, having left everybody laying in chaos. Makes him seem like a big deal at that point, doesn't it?
Sure does. Especially if he's not being put it to win. Especially if he's not the guy who's going to fight for the title at WrestleMania. Because the other equation is, okay, you have Bron Breakker in there, and then we just mentioned Obafemi. 1A and 1B of what they want to push.
I told Rock, I was like, you have basically the same person carbon copy between the two of them. One has to win. What do you do?
That's an interesting predicament they're in, because they both have to look good. They both have to look strong.
Do they both get 12 eliminations each, and there's only, like, one other person that gets an elim or two?
Like, what do you do at that point?
And the part of that also goes into the fact of, like, okay, if you have Gunther in the match, cool. Is he supposed to get 6 or 7 elims? Because now you... This is one of those things where it's like, when you have a number of the people that they do in the match, it's the old basketball analogy. You only have one basketball. Not everyone can be taking shots. Not everyone can be, you know, earning 30 points a game. So when it comes to this rumble, you've got to start deciding, like, who's going to get the monster spot? Who's going to make the run? Who's going to do all of this stuff? You've only got very limited things that you can use for people. And we've, you know, like, I think they've gotten to the point where it's like, you know, we joke that every year there's the Kofi spot because it's like, okay, he has to save himself from elimination. But as we've learned in a year or two, like, you can only go to that well so often before A, the crowd gets tired of it, or B, you run out of spots to use for that. And I think that's the point where they've gotten where they're like, everyone expects the Kofi save. You've run out of spots to be able to conceivably do with him, although... Of course, there is other ones we haven't considered yet, but you've gotten to the point where it's like, do you really want to keep doing that? Because then it becomes, well, Kofi's in the match, let's just wait for his one thing, and you're just sitting there in the match preoccupied trying to figure out when's his elimination save coming.
I'll ask this question first to Tim. Who are your top contenders? Like, give me your top four.
Top contenders?
Yes.
Are dependent on, is anybody expected to return from injury?
You tell me.
That's the thing. I haven't heard anything about Seth recently, have you?
He says he's a couple months away.
Yeah, but then again, last summer he had a serious leg injury.
Also, he can be cleared to work a Rumble and then still rehab to get to Mania.
Mm-hmm. So, potentially, Seth... I'm considering that to be a long shot, right, at this point. I really don't have him pegged to return until Mania. But definitely, my four contenders would be Breaker, Femi, Gunther, and Cody.
Okay.
Those would be my four contenders. And if I'm going as a pure mark into this one, I would want Oba Femi to win it.
But why not Bron Breakker?
Because I'm a Oba Femi fan. I'm a mark for Oba Femi, so I want Oba Femi to win it.
But Bron Breakker's been...
If Oba Femi doesn't win it, then I'm going to go on the internet and complain.
But Bron Breakker's the face of Monday Night Raw at this point. What happens to him then?
Oh, I don't like him. He's a terrible wrestler. He's mean. He's a bad guy. He's nasty. I don't want him to win anything. He beat up Punk. I'm actually leaning towards, if Breaker's in there, then I'm leaning towards him getting the WrestleMania shot.
Okay.
But Brandon. But the thing about it is they're so high on Gunther, right?
And they're high on Oba Femi, and there's always Roman Reigns, and there's the Cody factor.
Yeah. All of this shit. All right, I'm gonna lean Bron Breakker.
But you just said you were leaning Oba Femi.
I know, no, like, that was just me being a smart-ass mark. You know, in all seriousness, I'm leaning Breakker.
Right.
Who are my tops to win?
Who are your tops?
I think Femi's going to have a good Rumble. I don't know if in his second viewing on the main roster, because remember, he had his first showing at the Cena Farewell. I think in the second showing, I don't know if they're necessarily ready to pull the trigger on Oba being at Mania, but I think he's going to have a really strong performance. I think he's going to amass numerous eliminations and will set him up for a good run as his coming out party. I think Braun is out there just because WWE has shown that they're ready to kind of take that step and almost crown him along that way. I don't put Cody in my list because I think him, Jacob, Drew are more on a collision course. And I think Cody doesn't need three in a row. That's the one big thing playing off with Cody Rhodes is There's only been one person that's won three. Cody is four people, is one of four people who have won back to back.
Yep.
I don't think you want to go Cody Rhodes 1-2-3 because that runs very much into Super Cena territory, and we've seen the fans are very willing to turn if they think that someone's being forced down their throat. John Cena, Roman Reigns.
No, we're going to do a couple of corrections. Matt, Cena did not win last year. Yeet.
Jey Uso did.
Right. It would be three wins, not three in a row for
okay, yeah, my bad.
Yeah. It would be 3-4 for Cody.
But that's still very much a... By the way, who's Kobe?
Yeah, I think he meant Femi. I don't.
Femi, not Kobe. Okay. But
Kobe.
That's why I don't put someone like a Cody Rhodes out there. I also don't want to put a Gunther there simply because, as we've talked about, if Gunther wins the Royal Rumble, then it becomes, again, okay, he's retired John, he's retired AJ, he's retired Goldberg, he's been King of the Ring, he's had the title reign. Jesus, how much more do we need to give this guy in order to quote-unquote make him? Plus, I think the fact of if Gunther is going to be in the Royal Rumble after having a match with AJ, I think he needs to get eliminated to sell the fact of he got put through a match with AJ Styles. I get in the past you've had people that have done double duty, but he doesn't need to retire AJ, win the Royal Rumble, competed two times in the night, and, you know, come out like a spring flower. I think he needs to, like, he retires AJ, but it takes a lot out of him, and, you know, sure, he may get an elimination or two, but if he gets dumped, I think that also helps protect him because it's like, yeah, he was in a match. He was spent. There was no way he was going to finish it. I'd love to see, like, Jacob Fatu win because that would also show, like, yep, they're going to try and strap a rocket to him. I don't think Seth is ready to come back. And if Seth comes back, I would much rather see him come back in a few months after Braun has won the title. Because I want to see Braun be like, ha, look at me, I'm the face of the new generation, I've done this. And then you hear Burn It Down, and Seth comes out and is just like, don't forget who put you in your spot and whose plan you followed. Because now you have a bigger match set up with Braun and Seth that means more than Seth in the Rumble.
And your winner is?
God. This one's always tough just because, like, I like the unpredictability side of, like, Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble. Because we all thought it was going to be John Cena. And then Jey won and we all went, oh, okay. Now, it meant John was going to win the Chamber, but it made the Chamber match that much more interesting when you saw some of the people involved. So part of me doesn't want to pick Breaker because, like we talked about, I want to see him come in as a Chaos Agent, and that sets up him versus Punk more. And he can go into Elimination Chamber and run Annihilation on that in order to claim his shot. Because that may be a bigger spot for him. Kind of like when Brock Lesnar won the Elimination Chamber when he did, where he just came in and just beat everybody.
Also, he's probably another name in the Royal Rumble.
In Saudi? Maybe.
I would think so.
Oh god, Brock and Oba together. Brock and Gunther could set up a good thing for down the line as well. Because they've kind of been away from each other, right?
Yeah.
We haven't really seen those two, and there was a pitch that they may, and last year we got the setup for the triple threat at WrestleMania with Seth, Roman, Punk, and we also got the averted setup of Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. Whoops. Which we eventually got ad nauseum. But notice there's one name that all the fans want to win that we have yet to discuss.
And who's that?
Yeah.
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 I saw one person say, like, what if, you know, LA Knight won? And it's like, you know what? He would fall into that idea of, like, a surprise pick. That would be interesting. At the same time, does LA Knight winning the Royal Rumble really do anything for you?
No.
Does LA Knight headlining WrestleMania do anything for you?
No.
Not at this point.
So, if it's LA Knight, it's like, I want to see him built up. I don't want to see the Rumble. But in terms of a pick, I don't know at this point.
Too bad. Make it. Tell me.
I want someone from SmackDown. SmackDown roster.
Why do you need someone from SmackDown? Because anyone can choose whatever brand they want.
True, but I would... With what I'm going with, I want Braun Breaker to win the Royal Rumble, or win Elimination Chamber. I want him featured for that.
Okay. So, Cody, Jacob.
You know what? Technically, I think he's a... Screw it, I'll go with it. Technically, I think he's a free agent. Oba.
Okay.
He can go to SmackDown, challenge whoever, Drew, Sammy, Cody, Jacob, rigmarole happens over there, and you run your big Raw storyline, Punk Breaker with Rollins waiting in the wings whenever that's finished.
And Tim, you officially go...
I think I went Breaker, didn't I?
I was just making sure. You said you were leaning. I wanted to just make sure we get it on the record. That's Braun Breaker.
Yeah, put it on the record.
Just like Casey went Braun Breaker. And now we have the Women's Royal Rumble. There's a lot of interesting names. It sort of kind of depends what you think the big matches at WrestleMania are going to be. Right now, it's Stephanie Vaquer and Jade Cargill as your champions. Doesn't mean that will stay that on the road to WrestleMania. You have people who could return, Tim. You people who everyone loves, Brent, could win.
On my own, against the world. It could be the EST time to bring someone back.
That was my leaning since, November?
You can do that, but I could also make a claim that if you're going to steer her towards a Jade Cargill, you don't need the Rumble to do that.
And I don't think you need the title in that match either.
No, those two going after each other is just big enough. And also the question becomes, if the title is involved, will people complain about the fact that, oh, Jade's only held the belt for X amount of time for her first run, and then Rhea's already won it. I don't think she needs it here.
And she's in a tag program at this point.
Yeah, you have four... In theory, what you would have is 4 months for her to drop the tag belts and put her in yet another title picture with... she's defended it not on TV. She defended it on like the holiday tours and everything. She just hasn't been on TV with the belt.
Again, I want to make this point about titles. Okay, they haven't defended them. Where they defend them. We also got in an era where champions held the belt for 10,000 days. We got to stop that. because you don't successfully defend the belt, doesn't mean you can't get the belt back and then defend it.
Well, and also, Rock, remind me, what company owns WWE?
TKO.
When it comes to other properties in TKO, are those defended every month?
No.
And we saw that with another champion where it's like he would defend in big matches in big spots, and you would tune in because the title was actually defended at that point.
Yeah, but it's not even when did they defend it, it's just... We don't have to count successful title defenses to make to say, hey, they weren't a good champion, because so you can have the belt and then win it back and defend it, and it's okay. It happens. Look at all the greats.
Well,
I'll give you Steve Austin. He had like one title defense or two title defenses before he lost it.
Well,
and we still think he's great.
I'll see that and I'll raise you something. Hey, Rock, what's Ric Flair's big claim to fame, and John Cena?
The never seen 17, the 16-time world champion, woo, the greatest of all time.
Randy Orton, how many times is he world champion? Like 15 times or something?
14 times.
14?
Wait, so, yeah, hold on. Wait, if you don't defend the title once, then you should be considered. You could be, because it's what you do next. If you win it right back, there's your title defenses. If you're changing the belt back and forth, it makes you a great champion if you get the belt back. I don't mean if you hold it for 60 days and don't defend it, but if you get the belt back and then defend it.
Yeah, unless you just don't want to fall into the Sasha Banks model of changing the belt.
No, but you want it. But changing the belt's okay. It's okay. It doesn't hurt people.
Well, what I was also going to say is, okay, so Ric Flair has been championed as a 16-time world champion. John Cena, 17-time world champion. What does that also mean?
They've lost it.
They've lost it that many times. So would you say that Ric Flair was an unsuccessful champion because he's lost the belt 17 times? Or... Right. Is it, nope, he held the world title 16 times, so therefore that makes him, you know, in the NFL or in sports, if you win a title, if you don't defend it, does that mean you had if you won it once, does that mean you were a shitty quarterback, or does that mean, fuck, you were a world champion? The overall resume, I think, speaks more than just necessarily, like, they've had 20 successful defenses.
But that's the point. That was the point I was going for. It's like, you don't have to be sick. Again, Mick Foley lost the title in his first title defense.
There's been a couple of people who it's like they've won the belt and then dropped it.
Yeah, and we don't consider them bad champions. Kane held it for 24 hours and then won the championship multiple times. It's okay. It happens. But we're in an era where if you don't have 300 days, your title reign's unsuccessful. That's where we got to at this point. Length over the quality of your reign. Anyway, back to the Rumble. So Bianca.
So when it comes to the females, I think I can eliminate a few people off the bat.
All right.
So I know some people are going to be like, oh, you know, Becky Lynch, AJ Lee. Nope, I'm instantly ruling them out because their match doesn't need the Rumble involved. You and can have them in it.
Yeah, which they will be.
You can have shit happen, but ultimately the two of them being steered towards each other, one can screw the other here. You don't necessarily need someone to win this match to guarantee their WrestleMania spot. They're going to be on Mania. They're going to be a featured match. They don't need this, and title does not need to be involved.
And they're going to be for the Intercontinental title, probably. So
right. Becky already has that. It's not going to be, you know, Becky 3 belts.
Right.
I know she only has the one, but you never know along the way. I want to rule out, like, a Rhea Ripley here because, again, you can have her still. I think there's talk. They want her and Stephanie. Cool. Rhea has different paths to WrestleMania. She doesn't need the Rumble win here. And also, I look at Rhea Ripley's also kind of in one of those spots, like a Gunther, where she's won a Rumble, she's done a lot. Do I really want to see her win another Rumble to get to that point? No, I think you can get her there other ways. For something like this, people that I think have more of a spot is like a Liv Morgan. Someone who's always been the bridesmaid, never the bride when it comes to the Rumble. She's always been 2 or 3. She hasn't gotten over that hump, even though she's been in every Royal Rumble, I believe. A Tiffany Stratton winning this could be a good thing for her.
Big way to come back.
What?
Big way for her to come back, since she's been out since November.
She lost the belt. That was the last time we saw her. It would be an interesting way. Bianca winning, I mean, if she comes back, big thing for her. She'd be a multiple-time winner at that point. Don't know if I necessarily want to see that, but it could set her up with that. Roxanne, I think that could be a fun dynamic in the Judgment Day of Liv doesn't win, Roxanne does. What happens there? And then you've got perhaps some NXT talent that I hope, get featured in this match. And it's not just, you know, we're going to bring back legends or people featured that probably don't necessarily need the moment.
The problem is it's hard to bring legends for where they're going.
Right.
Because you have to, those people who are not active WWE competitors would have
need to make a special trip. And
for, it's a committing for a week.
And that kind of gets noticed if they're on a trip.
Yeah. So bringing NXT Town over is the easier way to do it.
Well, and I think using NXT talent, using some of your younger talent in a Rumble spot like this, gets them featured a bit more and puts them more in the forefront of your mind. So if you bring someone like a JC Jane, a Fallon Henley, Tatum Paxley,
Soul,
some of those, what?
Soul.
Soul Ruka, Jada Parker, you bring some of those names over, you get them, you get to kind of see where they are in terms of working with the main talent, like we saw with the Bianca, with Roxanne when they were when they were in NXT, and it was like, we think they're on the cusp. Cool, let's put them in this match where if they perform well, they get a spotlight. If they don't perform well, we can also hide them in a corner. I'm kind of looking at you, Lacey Evans, who they moved up anyway.
And so,
but
to interrupt you for a second, we're surprises in this in these matches. It's the people they've kept off of TV and haven't name dropped in a while, especially for the women like the Biancas and the Tiffanys, are going to be the big shocking moment because you haven't heard about them in a while, and now they're there.
You know who I would actually really like to see featured in this match? Well, not in a big feature spot, but I would like to see them give an opportunity to see where they are and see how the crowd would react. Blake.
Yeah.
I know that she's still possibly early in her NXT run, but this is a chance to see if she could have that it quality that's going to really translate on that next level in a spot where, like, people may not know her, but can she kind of capture that moment?
She would be a good choice. All right. I
mean, we can all pencil in like B-Fab or Chelsea Green winning the Royal Rumble, right?
Completely. All right. I'll ask this to you, Tim. Who are your four in this one?
Oh, God. Didn't you ask me who my four were in the men's Rumble first?
Yeah. So I'm asking who are your four in this one?
Well, I was interested in hearing Brent's.
Okay.
I just named like eight people.
Yeah, I know. He just went through a bunch.
My final four.
Or your big four.
Your big four. It doesn't have to be the last four. Just your four people you think have a shot.
My big four. I'm counting on the return of Bianca. Rhea. Is Charlotte entered?
Yes.
Put her in there. Is AJ entered?
No.
Will she be?
Well, we just talked about it. Most likely. Yes.
She would be my fourth.
Brent, who are your four?
My four. I'll say Bianca, Tiffany. Because I think two returners, I think they can go later. I think they'll have a good run. Part of me wants to say like a Julia or Jordan just to have a younger, fresher face. And then someone like Liv. Yeah, I'll go Liv as my fourth.
And your winner is who, Brent?
I think it might be finally the time that the bride wins, or, you know, the bridesmaid gets the bouquet. I'll go Morgan.
Casey also said Liv Morgan. Tim?
Well, I'm banking on her making her return here. If she makes her return, then it's going to be Bianca.
So that's your pick.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Those are the picks from the panel. Now, before we go, it's time to tell you what number you're going to be getting in the Royal Rumble entry contest. Before I announce them, what number do you think you're getting, Tim?
Oh, with my luck, it'll be like number 8.
And Brent?
I already said, I hope I don't get number 6.
Brent does not want number 6. All right. We randomly drew, this was randomly drawn, randomized 66 times. Here are the results.
They'll think you missed an opportunity for 3 more.
At number 1 is Subway.
Sub's got to go the distance.
Team Chat is number 2.
Oh!
Good luck, Matt.
I mean, we've talked before. 1 and 2 have gone to win the Rumble a couple of times.
At number 6 is the... No. At number 3 is the intern.
Wait. Number 3 has won 3 times between men and women. I have a shot.
Adam W. is 4. Tim B. is number 5. Ronan M. is number 6. Iggy Fan 12, number 7. Jim H. is at 8. Sheila is at number 9. Keishi is at 10. Matt D. is at 11. Zofla? Tim, is that how you say it?
Z, well, he's from South Florida, and that's Z, South Florida. So Z, Zofla. His name 12. Is Mike.
He's number 12.
Mike, South Florida.
There you go. Sarah is number 13. Vincent M is 14. Rob, the Godfather, is number 15.
All right, we're halfway through.
We are halfway through. So hopefully people have been writing down their numbers. Number 16.
If not, it's posted to social media.
It will be posted to social media. And number 16 is the one and only Tim Stein.
16 is not necessarily a great spot. They have 1 win in Rumble history.
Didn't I have 13 last year?
I don't know.
I think I did. I think last year I had number 13.
Hold. Have it. Opening the Google Doc. Tell Tim what number he had last year.
Tim, wait, what number does he have? 16?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Tim had number 11 last year.
Oh. I remember I had 13 recently.
And the winner from the number 16 spot was in 2020, and that would be 1, Drew McIntyre.
Wit is number 17. Kevin Gilman 9 is 18. Sam F is 19. Blaine is number 20. Russell Freak 93 is 21. That One Girl Revived is 22. Casey's Kid gets number 23.
Hey, Casey's Kid.
Tommy gets number 24. The Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber is number 25. Lindsay is at number 26. Amy is at, aka Jersey Girl, is at 27. I have 28. Jenna has 29. And LeMans gets number 30. If you missed your number.
What number did Tommy get?
24. The entire list will be posted on social media tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter in case you don't have your number. So yeah, there you go. That's our Royal Rumble preview for this Sunday on WTR Sunday night. With that being said, we're done, which means we got programming tomorrow. The Raw Post Show is back live since they're back in North America time. We can talk about it when Raw ends. We'll be live to talk Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's the Rack as we'll preview the Royal Rumble. Then Friday, during the final hour of SmackDown, we'll be live to do WWE 2K25 simulations of the Royal Rumble.
We'll banter. Rock, are we going to do commentary?
We're going to do commentary.
Do I get to wear your blazer?
You get to wear the blazer.
I'm in!
So Brent, myself, and Lindsay will be bullshitting and watching the Royal Rumble matches and stuff, so we'll talk about it and give last-minute thoughts for the Royal Rumble. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, is CB Radio. And then next Sunday, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review the Royal Rumble. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Tim.
Yeah, this is where I plug my Twitter/X or whatever you want to call it, the Elon Musk social media platform. Follow me at Flames Forums.
Brent?
Yeah, you can find me on a variety of social media, X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. Either one of those should work and direct you to the place that I'll be giving commentary on various things.
Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite app shop when you buy South Park or Dwight and Michael from The Office. Fortnite. I have no answers anymore. Hashtag Epic Partner. That's it, Tim. We're done.
That's it. We're done. Yeah. More Royal Rumble talk later on this week. Stay tuned for all of that and everything else going on with the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we're going to catch you here next Sunday night. We're going to talk about what happened at my favorite pay-per-view of the entire calendar year, the Royal Rumble. That said, go wash the dishes or vacuum something or make your bed or finish laundry. Just go on, get out of here, because we got to do all of that stuff too.
WildTalkRadio.com.